Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. At the close of the Gospel yesterday, the apostles asked for an increase of faith, and our Lord gave the example of uprooting a mulberry tree. This is what St. John Chrysostom said: "Though the apostles did not transplant the mulberry tree, do not accuse them. For our Lord said not, 'You shall transplant,' but 'You shall be able to transplant.' But they did not, because there was no need, seeing that they did far greater things." So our Lord tells them he's going to answer their prayer to increase their faith, and they're going to do great things with that faith. And then immediately afterwards, he says, "Do not boast because of that, because that's simply what you're called to do." I thought of the example of Mother Teresa when a reporter comes up to her and says, "Mother, you've done incredible things. Do you know how many people believe that you are a living saint? Mother, what do you have to say about that?" And she looked at the reporter perplexed and she said, "Isn't that what we're called to be? Right? Aren't we supposed to be saints?" St. Josephat, the saint we celebrate today, trying to bring union between the East and the West. The Orthodox ended up getting frustrated with him, and he became a martyr. But this is what he said, seeing his hour coming: "You people want to kill me. You wait in ambush for me in the streets, on the bridges, on the highways, in the marketplace, everywhere. Here I am. I came to you as a shepherd. You know that I would be happy to give my life for you. I am ready to die for union of the church under St. Peter and his successor, the Pope. No fanfare, no glory. If this is what I'm called to do, I willingly offer myself." How many times I've seen in my own life and in the lives of the faithful, when we get to that point where we say, "Okay, Lord, no more, right? I've given all I have to give. I'm tired. I'm done." That's when our Lord calls us to do something special. And we oftentimes accomplish great things in that moment because we say, "Okay, Lord, I've got nothing more. I offer myself to you. You've got to do it in me." When will our Lord have us recline at table and wait on us? He says, in the life to come in heaven. And I close with this. I found so beautiful. One of the early fathers, he says, what is our Lord talking about? This servant who has come in from the field, from tending the sheep, from plowing. And he's asked to wait on the master at table. He says he's talking about the call to every single one of us to allow our Lord to feast in us after we've done our daily work, to spend time in meditation and prayer so that our Lord can delight in us, and in doing so, give us the strength to labor anew. The importance of making time for prayer so that we can fulfill all that God asks of us. May we allow our Lord to feast in us often.